Morning Watch, The Christian Life, Week 1, The Intrinsic Significance of the Christian Life, Saturday. Related verses, 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Ephesians 3:16-17. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. John 3:6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. So then we, from now on, know no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him so no longer. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Galatians 6:14-15. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation is what matters. Related reading. Whatever we are by birth, whether good or bad, whether useful or not, is natural and altogether a hindrance to the Holy Spirit in constituting the divine life into our being. For this reason, our natural strength, natural wisdom, natural cleverness, natural disposition, natural shortcomings, natural virtues, and natural attributes, plus our character and habits, must all be torn down in order that the Holy Spirit may form in us a new disposition, new character, new habits, new virtues, and new attributes. In order to accomplish this work of reconstitution, the Holy Spirit of God moves within us to enlighten, inspire, lead, and saturate us with the divine life. He also works in our environment to arrange every detailed person, matter, and thing in our situation to tear down what we are naturally. He may arrange to place a certain person in our home in order to tear down our natural quickness or slowness. He may arrange certain matters to abolish our natural cleverness or dullness. He may arrange another situation to tear down our natural wisdom or folly. He uses all kinds of persons, matters, and things to tear down all aspects of our natural being in order that he may conform us to the image of Christ. The Holy Spirit, dwelling in our spirit, is confined and imprisoned by the outer man. For this reason, the outer man must be broken, that the inner man, the human spirit with the Holy Spirit, might be released. Why do so many people remain unchanged after being dealt with for years? There are two main reasons. First, these ones are living in darkness, not seeing God's hand. God is working and breaking, yet they do not know that God is doing the work. They are short of light, and they are not living in the light. They only see men, thinking that men are opposing them. Or they only see the environment, complaining that it is too harsh. May the Lord grant us the revelation to see God's hand. May we kneel down and say, "This is you, this is you, I accept it." At a minimum, we have to know that hand and see that it is not the world, our family, or the saints who are dealing with us. God is the one who is dealing with us. We have to accept and believe everything that the Lord has done. He can never be wrong in what he does. Second, a person is not broken because he loves himself too much. When God plucks this self-love from us, we have to worship him, saying, "Lord, if this is your hand, I accept it from my heart." We have to remember that all misunderstandings, complaints, and dissatisfactions arise from only one thing: secret self-love. Many times problems arise because we try to save ourselves. Self-love is the root of our problem. May the Lord speak within us today, and may we pray, "My God, I now see that everything comes from you. All of these things were done with only one purpose in mind, that your life would be expressed through me. Through self-love, I have done many things to save myself, and I have wasted much of your time. Today, I see your hand, and I willingly consecrate myself to you. I commit myself to your hand once again. Hopefully, the Lord will find a way through us. May our outer man be broken to such an extent that the inner man can be released and expressed. This is precious, and this is the way of the servants of the Lord.